No matter where you are, Equity Bank brings you KGGF text alerts, severe weather, sports scores, breaking local news. They're all as close as your phone with KGGF text alerts. It's easy to sign up. Just go to kggfradio.com, follow the link for text alerts, and select your options. Keep up to date anytime, anywhere with KGGF text alerts powered by Equity Bank.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you're having a good day. Currently outside, it is 59 degrees. And joining us on the phone this morning is the Attorney General for the state of Kansas, Derek Schmidt. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's good to talk to you again today, sir. And one of the things we did want to talk about, obviously, it was kind of a big thing that happened last week, that you guys, you were able to obtain basically a block on the mandate, the vaccine mandate for federal contractors.
Yeah, that's true, Kyle. You know, the Biden administration rolled out four different federal mandates in a bundle. There's now actually a fifth. That they rolled out four starting back in September. We've challenged three of those. The only one we haven't challenged in court is the one for federal employees themselves. Because of course, that's a direct relationship between the federal government and its own employees. But the other three we've challenged because we think they're illegal. And we also think that they have really negative unintended consequences in Kansas. Fortunately, so far, the courts have agreed with us. All three of the mandates that we've challenged, the so-called OSHA mandate for larger private employers, the so-called CMS mandate for health care and long-term care workers, and the so-called federal contractor mandate, as you mentioned, which applies to entities that receive federal contracts, so defense contractors, the research universities like KU, K-State, Wichita State, all three of those are on hold by federal court injunction. Now, the federal government is fighting back, and they're a worthy opponent. But we think we have the upper hand here because we think we're on the right side of the question. So we'll continue to defend those. And, you know, the one I point to kind of illustrate the problem with all this, setting aside the legalities, which are very important. They're the basis of the case, of course. But, you know, there's the related issue, in some ways the bigger issue, why these are a bad idea. It's not that we oppose vaccination. I actually think vaccination is a very good idea for people that choose to do that. And I encourage people to choose to do that. We have it in our family. But I do believe it's an individual choice. It's not for the federal government to mandate. And look at the CMS mandate for healthcare workers. The nurses, the people who cared for the sick and those in need of care, who were heroes last year in the middle of the COVID pandemic, are now being told that if they make a personal healthcare decision that differs from the preferences of the President of the United States, they can't keep their jobs. And that's just, I think, a shameful action by the federal government. So it has real consequences in Kansas for individuals and for access to care in many smaller facilities that are barely hanging on with people to fill their positions as it is.
Yeah, I remembered hearing about we talked about as well how, you know, those vaccine mandates can, like you said, hurt those like small clinics, small rural hospitals and healthcare homes where, again, like you said, just one or two people that quit because of that mandate could end up shutting down the entire place.
And then you have however many patients you have being cared for there, a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, people who often have lived their lives in a community who now are having to scramble, or their families or caregivers are scrambling to figure out what they do next. It's not just about the employment, although it is about that. It's also about the terribly disruptive effect on many rural communities. And this one-size-fits-all approach and this heavy-handed federal mandate, it's just wrong, and we think it's illegal, and so far the courts are agreeing.
And, of course, those have been put on hold as of right now. And, like you said, the federal government will be responding, and we'll see what goes on with that. Also, some good news. $1 billion will be in recoveries will be coming to taxpayers and consumers since 2011.
Yeah, that's right. We just announced that this week, and I'm really proud of our team at the Attorney General's office. I don't get the credit. The folks that live there and do all of our consumer work, our tobacco enforcement work, our Medicaid fraud enforcement work, other work, they get the credit. But our office, since I started serving in 2011, has now recovered more than $1 billion for Kansas consumers and Kansas taxpayers. That is by far the the most that any attorney general's administration in the history of our state has ever recovered. And just to put that number in context, we've recovered a little over $1 billion. Over that same period of time since 2011, we've spent about $250 million total to run the entire attorney general's office, everything that we do for that period of time. So the return on investment for Kansans from our team has been about 4-to-1. We're not a money-making operation. That's not our purpose. We're not a private law firm. We're not a for-profit entity. But I think Kansans ought to take some comfort in knowing that while good, solid professional work is being done, we're also actually coming out in the green, not in the red, in terms of the finance of the operation. So I'm really proud of our team on that.
And they have been doing a good job with that. Another thing that we want to bring up, it is the Christmas holidays. So you're wanting to caution the holiday shoppers and other about online purchasing and also about supply chain issues and shortages.
Yeah, very true. You know, we always offer just kind of a heads-up warning for shoppers around Christmas when everybody's focused on the festivities and the holidays and the last minute, got to do it. And, of course, there are always scammers and crooks out there who want to take advantage. This year we think it's going to be a bit heightened because of all of the attention on supply chain disruptions, and it can be really hard to get that particular gift that you really want, and it's not on the store, or it's sold out online, or it's, you know, sitting in a ship off the coast of California and not unloaded, whatever the issue is. And the bad guys know that. And so we've seen an uptick in the number of bogus online websites or emails and other solicitations offering to sell really popular goods that the bad guys know are hard to get this year and they're in demand. So we just want to reiterate to everybody, be on heightened guard this year. The deal sounds too good to be true. It almost certainly is. If you're going to shop online, make sure that you affirmatively go out to your known and trusted website. Don't be clicking on a link in an email that shows up in your inbox or responding to some sort of an ad that you don't fully check out. And so we just want to remind everybody of that. And they can get good information at www.inyourcornerkansas.org, which is our consumer website. And I'd encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, and one of the things we always encourage, at least here on air, is to shop local as much as possible, since those are the folks that live in your town, and that absolutely money would stay in your town. So shop local when possible, which is what I absolutely do, as much as possible. Also, $27 million will be recovered for a settlement with the pharmacies about. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to say, but it's all over the pharmacy benefit management practices in Kansas.
Yes, that's right, Kyle. So Kansas, to run our public drug programs, the Medicaid program, the state employee health program, provide to pay for a significant amount of pharmaceuticals for Kansans who qualify for those benefits. Kansas uses middlemen, something called a pharmacy benefit manager. It's a private company that is supposed to be representing Kansas' best interests and finding for us, for the taxpayers, the best deals, the lowest cost options to provide quality pharmaceuticals to Kansans in need who can benefit from the program. We've been investigating the practices of these PBMs, these pharmacy benefit managers, now for quite some time, and we just reached our first settlement with one of them. We have some other investigations ongoing. The company is Centene. It's a very, very large company, one of the largest in the country. It's one of the PBMs that works for the state of Kansas Medicaid program. And essentially what we accused them of was they're supposed to be representing the best interests of Kansas and our taxpayers, but in fact they were not. They were looking out for themselves. So they engaged in conduct, for example, they would negotiate a price with the drug companies that Kansas would pay, but then they would go back and get additional discounts on those drugs and not pass the discounts on to Kansas. So the middleman, the PBM, the pharmacy benefit manager, they were looking out for their own interests and padding their own bottom line rather than looking out for the interests of the state and the taxpayers, which is what they were being paid to do. So we think we have that problem fixed with this particular company going forward. They've agreed to change their practices, a lot more transparency, a lot more data will be available so that state auditors can keep a closer eye on what they're doing. And they've agreed to refund about $27.5 million to the state Medicaid program to make up for the harm that they caused previously. So we feel very good about that. It's part of a watchdog function for taxpayers. We think that there's going to be more coming as we continue these investigations.
Yes, and again, that's definitely good work that you guys have been doing with that. And the last thing I did want to bring up to you today, of course, just your thoughts on the passing of Senator Bob Dole.
Well, it's sad, obviously not unexpected. Senator Dole lived a long and remarkable life, died at the age of 98 just a little over a week ago. It is the end of an era. Bob Dole has been a fixture on the Kansas political and public service scene for as long as I can remember, as long as I've been around, and that's true for many, many Kansans. Jennifer and I had the privilege to attend, I attended three of his services, all three. Jennifer attended two. We went to Washington last week, attended his service at Washington National Cathedral, and also had a chance to visit as he lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and then also went out to Russell on Saturday for a much more personal service in his hometown. And then finally for the state service in Topeka. And, it is, as I say, the end of an era. Bob Dole is a giant on Kansas stage. Love him, don't love him, it didn't really matter. He was just a remarkable figure. And, you know, they say they don't make him like that anymore, and I fear there's some truth in that.
Yeah, again, he was definitely huge, basically in the state of Kansas and in the Senate as well. He definitely left his footprint on both sides of that. And again, like you said, not unexpected, but still sad to see the senator pass away. So. Mr. Schmidt, if anybody has any questions for your office, or maybe if they have a complaint they would like to file with about something, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way, since it's probably a consumer-related issue, is to go through our Consumer Protection Division. That is 1-800-432-2310, or the website is www.inyourcornerkansas.org.
Well, again, Mr. Schmidt, I really do appreciate you joining us this morning, and we will talk to you next month, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Kyle. Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Attorney General Derek Schmidt joining us this morning, and again, we always enjoy talking to him. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We got news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.
Why settle for less than the best of both worlds when you can get it all at Morningstar Care Homes in